Before entering politics, Collins was a successful businessman and an assistant scoutmaster with his son's Boy Scout troop in Clarence. He's still registered with the troop, but listed as not active. But Collins, a lifelong scout, remains an executive board member of Boy Scouts of America Greater Niagara Frontier Council. The group's CEO, Russell Etzenhauser, declined WBFO's interview request, but in a written statement, Etzenhauser says, quote, "First and foremost, a scout is trustworthy, and Mr. Collins' behavior runs counter to the values of our organization. We are currently reviewing his affiliation with Boy Scouts of America to determine the appropriate actions." Collins abruptly resigned from Congress Tuesday before appearing in federal court in New York City, where he pleaded guilty to two felonies, conspiracy to commit securities fraud and making false statements. Prosecutors say Collins tipped off his son Cameron Collins and others to dump their shares in an Australian biotech company, saving them hundreds of thousands of dollars. He faces up to 10 years in federal prison at sentencing in January. In the meantime, Collins had to surrender his diplomatic license and any firearms he might own. He remains free on a $500,000 bail. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.